This is Dr. P, inspirational speaker and chiropractic neurologist, and welcome to the Daily Inspirational Podcast. There are three types of people in this world. There are those who watch things happen, those who wonder what happened, and those who make things happen. Which one of those are you? Do you feel like right now in your life that you're just going through the motions? That you pretty much do the same things every day? Get up, go to work, shop, do laundry, go to bed, wake up and repeat. Is this the life you wanted for yourself? Is this it? I mean, for how long have you been just going through the motions and wondering when your ship's gonna come in? It ain't coming in, I'm telling you. If you keep doing what you're doing right now, it's going to be the same today, tomorrow, the next day, same old, you're just going to keep doing the same thing. You've got to consider making some changes. You must, or you're going to be stuck in the same rut that you're probably in right now, that you were in last year, the year before. And what's the future look like? I don't know. But it's been my experience that if you don't get started, it's probably not going to be too bright. You know, it's not what you don't know that's holding you back to begin with. It's what you do know that you're not applying that's holding you back. You already have everything you need to make your life incredible. You're just not using it. One of the most powerful things that you have to really think about changing is the way you think. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. The way you think trumps everything about your life. Everything is driven off the way you think. There's this great book by James Allen. It's called As a Man Thinketh. And there's a quote in there that goes deep to my core. Every time I read it, it makes me want to jump out of my skin because it reminds me that I'm in full control of everything. And this is what he said. Man is made or unmade by himself. In the armory of thought, he forges the weapons by which he destroys himself. He also fashions the tools with which he builds for himself heavenly mansions of joy and strength and peace. But by the right choice and true application of thought, man ascends to the divine perfection. But by the abuse and wrong application of thought, he descends below the belly of the beast. Between these two extremes are all the grades of character, and man is their maker and master. I believe that 1,000,000%. What I think is what I become. It's up to me. The master key that unlocks all bondage is hidden in the mind of those who think they're enslaved. You have to change the way you think in order to change your life. Now that might sound simple, but it's not. Not in the modern era. How come? Because what we do is we're attentive to our environment. And most of our environment is an outward environment. We look out and we see the world in front of us. We look at billboard signs. We look at other people's lives. We go onto social media. We compare ourselves to what other people are doing. Much of what we gain in our life or what we cherish in our life is it's reflected in how other people are doing. You know, so if I'm making more than you, then I feel good about me. Why does that matter? We're stuck outwardly looking to the outward environment of our world. And out there, there are a lot of things that are attempting to change the way you think to better themselves, not you. Corporations constantly advertise to you to stimulate dopamine secretions in your brain to make you want to buy their stuff. You have to have it. I don't have to have anything. But these corporations want you to because it's an election year. How many times have you already received some sort of a text message for money from some congressional individual or some presidential candidate? They're trying to get you to believe something that is probably not true. So I ask you, why would you want to sit and look out at the world and try to evaluate yourself based upon what's going on out there? That's the problem in the first place. I want to suggest something to you. This is something that I've done, and I'm currently doing it again, and it works like a champ. It's called detox. Now, there's probably some time in your life, either you or somebody you know is going through a detox, you know, like a physical detox. I'm going to eat this and try to cut that out of my diet. I'm detoxing to get the toxins out of the body. In this podcast, I'm not suggesting any type of a nutritional detox. What I want you to do is to detox your brain. Excuse me, detox your mind, not the brain. The brain is the physical entity of what's inside your skull, but the mind is the way you think. So I want you to consider detoxing your mind by going into a temporary isolation. Instead of looking at the world with your eyes and ears looking out and trying to figure out where you fit in, why not look inside of yourself and find out who you are? I'll bet a number of years have gone by and you haven't even thought about looking inside of yourself. What are you here for? Why do you get up every day? What is this whole journey that you're on? Why you, right? Have you asked yourself this question? Why you? I mean, most of us don't. We're just too busy scrolling through social media and let that define who we are. I don't think so. I want you to consider temporary isolation and a detox of your mind. And what does that entail? How about this? Let's stay away from television for a set period of time. I don't care what the time is for you. It could be 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 6 months. I don't know. It's up to you, whatever you want to do. But think about this. Social media accounts, minimize the time so far down to 5 minutes or none at all, depending on what you use social media for. Television, no TV. Wait, what? I rely on, nope, no TV. No television. I don't want you to go out with your friends, even your family members. Just let them know that you need a little bit of time to yourself, but you're going to be okay. Detoxify from anything around you that's trying to influence the way you think. Yeah, you might get a little bored during this process. You're like, oh my God, what do? I'm not going anywhere, I'm not doing anything. I know, this is all part of it. You need to go through the process to detoxify your mind of all the old processes and the old way of doing things and the old way of thinking. Now, some people can do this very rapidly, just in a few days. They realize that, oh, wow, I've been off for a while, although I was once on very good, so now I can get back easy. But if you've been spinning your wheels for a long time, you're going to have to really consider at this point that I need to seriously detoxify and break away from everyone. Now, I did say the word temporary because I don't want you to feel like you got to do this for the rest of your life. That's not what I'm saying. I don't want you to be extreme. But in this moment, I want you to consider some extreme measure in a short term, that you stay away from everyone and everything that's trying to influence you. Spend time outdoors in nature. Go to the gym, get your workout in if that's what you do, and I would ask you to consider that anyway. Do these things quickly and get out of there. When you go to work, of course you're going to do your regular day's work. But when they want to go out for lunch, nope. Want to see you after work? Nope. I'm going home. I'm going home and I'm going to start working on myself. So the most important things that you're going to have to do in isolation, number one, is you got to change your mind and the way you think. The first thing you should consider is to define what you want for yourself. I mean, no wish list. Oh, I wish I had $1 million. No. Define what you want for yourself. How do you want to feel every day? Empowered and in control? Or do you want to feel isolated and, or I should say isolated, that's the term I'm using. But more about, do you want to feel like you're just an insignificant piece of a giant world around you that is just driving you crazy? I mean, you get to make that choice. But I would tell you this, why not just set some goals? When you're in your little temporary isolation, set some goals for yourself. Look, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Maybe I'm going to lose a little weight, I'm going to read a book, I'm going to start listening to Audible, to intelligent people, I'm going to spend time outdoors, I'm going to spend time with my cat, my dog, somebody that can speak to me from a perspective, not from the outside world environment that's trying to, you know, control you. So set some goals, and there can't be any excuses. You have to go for it. Number two, you need faith. I know this is a tough one. You got to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, forget it. Who's going to? No one's going to believe in you unless you believe in yourself. You have everything you need. You always have had everything you've needed. You just don't realize it because you're stuck looking out to the external environment of the world, which is judging you. So you need faith. Remember that doubt has killed more dreams than failure ever will. What doubt has murdered, faith can resurrect. You have to develop a very strong sense of faith in yourself and in your Creator, whatever that means for you. Consider this, that if you've got to walk a dark alley alone at 2:30 in the morning in whatever city you come from, that's scary. But if you're not alone and your Creator is with you the whole way, then you realize that you'll never be alone. There's no need for the fear. And you know that fear is false evidence that appears real. It's just made up in your mind. And this is all about resetting your mind. You have to have the faith in yourself and in your Creator that I'm going to do this and there are no excuses. I'm making this happen. This is your time. Now step up and make it happen. You also, number three, you need to change your perspective. You need to start looking at things from a very positive light, not a negative light. Even though the world will tell you that it's all negative, forget that. We can complain because rose bushes have thorns, or we can rejoice because the thorn bushes have roses. You get to make that choice. You know, often I say this, if you take a coin and you flip it, like they do at a football or any type of a athletic competition, heads or tails, they say. Well, every time they flip that, there is a head or a tail to every single thing around you. I always pick heads. How come? Because heads are where the intelligence is, and you know what comes out of the tail. So when they flip the coin, they ask you to make a call. Make a call. Make a call about life. Call that thing that you know is good. I am always seeing a situation around me, and I'm looking for the good part of it, not the negative part. Anytime you want to see a rose bush that has thorns or a thorn bush that has roses, you get to make that choice. So come on, man, make a choice that always seems to be on the positive side. That's your perspective. There can always be something you could see negative and always something that you could see positive, but the human brain loves to look at the negative, and fear is used by the external world to control you. Don't let that happen. You have to change your mindset. But once you've changed your mindset during this temporary isolation and detox, you got to start doing the work. When I say the word start, I mean it. Start. You must start. You got to get going. That's, you know, everybody's busy planning their life. Plan, 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 plan. Then the planning brings what? Anxiety and worry. And it's like, dude, just start, for crying out loud. Just do it. Just start. The minute you start something, your body will feel invigorated. You will feel good. And it's not going to be easy. Come on, it's never easy. It's very difficult. But this is your assignment. This is what I want you to do. I want you to develop two things and develop them the best you possibly can. Number one is discipline, and number two is consistency. You see, motivation's never going to get you there. Motivation always runs out. It just does. It's like, you know, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose some weight. 3 days later, you quit. You know, come on. It's not about motivation. It's about what's behind that. And what's behind that is discipline and consistency. It's the little things. They don't have to be big. Just small little things that you do consistently that show some sense of discipline. Right? So, like, what can you do that'll start the process of developing these two skills? Well, think about your own home, right? You wake up every day and you get out of the bed. So make the bed. Wait, what? Just make the bed? Yep. Something simple. Just make your bed every morning and then look back at it like I do, and I salute it. I know it seems weird. I don't care. I do. I say, listen, I have nothing but respect for myself for doing this. I go and make sure that I shower, and then I go into, and you know, when I leave the shower, I go into the kitchen, right? And I'm looking for breakfast. But what does my kitchen look like? It's totally clean. I never, ever go to bed with a dirty kitchen. That's consistency and it's discipline. I want cleanliness and I want to make sure that I'm consistent with it. That's me. You can do whatever you want. Maybe you clean your car. Make sure your car is clean all the time. Maybe you wash the exterior once a week. Maybe you vacuum it once a week. You're doing something that no one else is seeing, but you're doing it for yourself. And it's developing discipline. And you're doing it every day. And you're creating consistency. You know, whether it's laundry, cleaning, you know, your house, maybe going to work every single day, 5 minutes early and staying 10 minutes later. That's discipline. And that's consistency. And the more you develop the pattern of doing this, the more it becomes part of who you are. Because there's going to come a point now where you're going to leave your temporary isolation and you're going to go back into the world that you were in before. And when you arrive there, you want to see it from a totally different perspective. The conversations that you used to have with your coworkers are different. You don't want to be involved with them, perhaps, anymore, because you see the limitations that come from their mindset. You're like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I think I'll just go meditate for 5 minutes at lunch. Go do something that works for you, right? You have to really look back now at your re-emergence into the world that you were in, and you might just look at it like a cigarette smoker who walks into a bar and goes, wow, I used to smoke. This isn't good. I don't like this. Perhaps then you'll start realizing how often and with what magnitude has the external environment either attempted or did change the way you think. And within those poor thought patterns, you became weak, and that's not good. Something really interesting about thinking. When a person thinks, they create emotion. Like when I think about the birth of my children, I feel emotional, right? When you think about going to work and it's freezing and snowing out, ugh, it's another emotion. So every time we think, we have an emotion. Then that emotion creates a behavior. And that behavior is witnessed not only by us, but the world around us. And that's our outcome. That's who we become. So you have an emotion. You have a thought. The thought becomes an emotion. The emotion becomes your behavior. Your behavior becomes you. And there's your life. You got to change the way you think. You must change the way you think. And you know what? I know you can do this. You take about 30 days of doing simple, little, consistent things for yourself. Oh my God, wait till you see what happens for you. You are gonna just love being yourself. Remember this, greatness, your greatness, is not great things that you're doing. Greatness hides itself under the rocks of the simple and insignificant. It's very, very simple. Do the little things each day really well and don't stop doing them. Especially those things that you just don't want to do. That's where greatness really comes up. Like if you're somebody who gets up and works out in the morning, I'm that person. I don't want to get out of my bed at 4:30. Come on, it's warm in there. But I don't negotiate with myself. I've already set a path that I need to be up each day. I need to work out because my body needs to stay healthy and I need to be disciplined. Yes, I have cancer. I've told you that on another podcast. I must be consistent because my life depends on it and so does yours. You've got to give it everything you've got. You've got to dig down deep into your soul and say, I'm making this happen. I can, I will, I must make this happen. You got to realize that it won't be easy and you know it won't. Failure will be your guide to greatness. You got to know in advance that adversity is coming whether you like it or not. And it doesn't happen to you, right? Adversity does not happen to you. It happens for you. There's a reason for adversity. It becomes your opportunity. Your process of change, it may be messy, but your mess will become your message. You've got to rise up. You got to rise up right now and stop wasting time and make something change with the time that you still have left. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Now, at the very end of this podcast, I want to say this to you, that you must accept this truth, that you were born for such a time as this. And at this very moment, all you have is all you need. Now make it happen. Well, that's what I got for you today. I'm Dr. P. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next time on the Daily Inspirational Podcast.